Hey there, welcome to the All Teens Considered podcast. I'm your host, Jillian Parker. Quick disclaimer, All Teens Considered is not a replacement for therapy or personalized advice. We just hope that what we do provides something relatable or insightful for whatever you and your friends might be dealing with. The purpose of All Teens Considered is just to explore whatever teens are thinking and feeling right now. So we actually talk to and survey young people because that's who this podcast is for. In addition to that, we also interview experts in their fields, especially mental health professionals, so we can get their expert opinion on the biggest issues facing young people right now. Basically, we just want to change the stigma around mental health and make mental health education more interesting, come up with more clear-cut things to actually do about it, and also just to make the whole thing a lot more normal. If you're a teenager listening right now, we want you to know that this podcast is for you, so we would love to hear from you if there are any issues or topics that you want to hear about. If there's anything we can do to make ATC better for you, please let us know. You can share your thoughts by texting us at 512-537-1778. Several weeks ago, we posted episode 9, the first episode from Zuni High School in Zuni, New Mexico, with counselor Don Araccio and Green School's national network, David Den Hartog. If you haven't had a chance to listen in, we hope you'll take the time as Don and David talk about creating safe spaces on campus and a bunch of other important things they're doing. In today's episode, Nikki and Horatio, two Zuni High School students, give us their thinking on the importance of empathy, respect, and responsibility the Ashiwa way. Let's hear what they have to say. We've got Horatio and Nikki from Zuni High School. I'd love for you guys both to introduce yourselves and tell me what grade you're in and what's your favorite band or song right now.
Hello, my name is Horatio. I am a sophomore at Zuni High School, and I don't really necessarily have a favorite song or band. I like different genres of different music.
Okay, cool. Good answer. Keep it broad. And Nikki, what about you?
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I am a freshman. And right now, my favorite song is either Spotlight or Uncrowned by CG5.
Cool. I've never heard of those, but I'll have to check them out. So you guys both go to Zuni High School. I'm curious to know, what do you like about your school? What do you think is different about your school from other schools?
It's like a good school. Mostly quiet, mostly all the time. But, you know, we get along together and we have fun, do our work.
I say it's pretty fun. Like, we have fun activities.
So I know that one of the things you guys do at your school is called T-Bird Time. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, it's like a little get-together where we meet up. The counselor set up a lesson for all of us to do around the school. We do it as a group, and we basically like checking up as like a friend. Like, we see how we're doing, activities, games. Like, just recently, we had to make a letter saying thank you to the people that we respect.
That is awesome. Those sound all super important. I'm curious to know more about those specific lessons that you've mentioned. Can either of you talk about those more?
We also like do certain kind of practices, social skills, relationship skills, responsible decision making. Oh, here's one thing that my T-Bird Time teacher keeps saying.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps repeating, "Act smartly, class." When we like want to do something,
yeah.
Act smartly, and think about the consequences before it happens.
That is a good point. So act smartly kind of means just think about the consequences of your actions.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else you want to mention that you've learned in T-Bird Time?
Mostly, like, we're trying to get along with each other, mm-hmm. You know, respect. You know, just trying to get to know each other a little bit more. I think that's what the main reason why T-Bird Time is so important.
Mm-hmm.
We stay with the same people. We don't change. We stay with them for, like, from freshman to senior.
That is super cool. Not a lot of schools have that, but that's a really special thing to have. How much do you guys talk about mental health in T-Bird time or just in your school at all?
It's a really big thing here. A lot of people talk about it, you know, just for like, hey, what did you do in here? Mm-hmm. It's kind of mixed. It's like a little nice get together with people that you barely even know. But
mm-hmm. Who knows, you could become friends with them.
So does everybody participate in T-Bird time?
Yes and
no.
No. Well, like if you want to like participate, you could get like credits, your grade. And if you don't, you know, fail the class. But you just got to basically cooperate with the students. That's it. Like you just got to have fun with them and do the fun activities.
Nikki, was there anything you wanted to add?
I think he got what I was going to say.
Okay, good. What do you guys feel like is one really important thing that you've taken away from T-Bird time? Like a lesson that you've learned personally?
It was a lot of lessons from learning about, you know, emotional, like, feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout, it was just like, we were just learning how to get along with people. That's what basically it is. Like recently we were talking about how it feels to be in someone's shoes. We had to, it was quite funny. We had to outline our shoe and we had to write a story about our lives and we had to tell it.
And what do you think was the goal of that? Or what did you learn from that exercise?
That you're not alone. Everyone goes through, like everyone has the same problems. You're not the only one.
Yeah, well, you talked about that T-Bird time kind of helps you deal with emotional feelings and also about how it helps you to get along with people. Do you feel like those are kind of the same thing? Like getting along with those people also helps you personally?
It has helped me by thinking before I do something, because if I do something that I know is bad, it's going to lead to consequences and I'm going to get in trouble, which I don't want. And so it helps me think before I'm going to try something. And it also has helped me to love one another. Don't hate someone just because of their appearance or whatever. Just love them for who they are.
That is a fantastic lesson. I want to ask you guys too about your Ashiwa values, because I know that those are important in your school, but I don't know very much about them. So can you tell me what are the Ashiwa core values?
The Ashiwa core values are basically what we do in our everyday lives. Like we live accordingly, mm-hmm. We respect one another, we think before we act, consider the consequences, we'll help one another, we'll listen to the person that is talking, and be kind and generous.
And we are empathetic to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have this thing where it's like, my turn, your turn.
Tell me a little bit more about my turn, your turn.
It's kind of like how speaking, like you wait for one person to finish speaking. And after they're done, then it's the other person's turn to start speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how the teachers are doing it.
Absolutely. How do you feel like those values have influenced you guys?
They influence a lot. Like every day, I respect my friends. I listen to them. Then I give them turns, like, to speak. Like, I don't just cut them off. Like, I respect my peers and also with my family as well. I will listen to them, and then I will just respect them throughout my whole life.
Great answer. Nikki, what do you think? How have your values influenced you?
They've helped me to respect a lot of people. They've helped me to help someone if they're having trouble with something. Like, what if my classmates were having trouble on their work? I would help them.
Mm-hmm.
And even if my classmate or someone of my family who needs help, I'll give them advice and help them with whatever they need.
You guys have some great insights about how your Ashiwa values have influence you, and you guys talk a lot about respecting other people. You talk about your friends and your family, but how do you feel like these values apply to how you respect or treat strangers?
It helps us not to be mean to people, like on the street. like, it's best to, like, walk up to them and say hi and not just, like, be coming out all disrespectful. And taking time, sharing turns from talking, and basically just trying to trust that person as well. Trying to create a relationship with that person.
Of course. How would things be different if you didn't have your Ashiwa core values?
I think it'll be very, very different. If we didn't have them, I'm thinking that this is like a role model for like the school. Like a big like role model. We need turns to speak. We need to respect people. Like this is basically just telling us twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like telling us to think twice, treat others right, and to love one another. And basically we're basically like just all like this one family, you know?
Man, you guys are making me smile today. Nikki, did you have anything to add to that?
I think it will also be very different because if we didn't have these, we would probably be very disrespectful. We wouldn't see value in anything. We would probably also be cutting people off, like if they're talking, interrupt them and just continue talking. And it wouldn't be my turn, your turn.
There's a lot about respect, the importance of respect in your values. Now, I might ask some questions that sound repetitive. I want to ask, what are you really learning in your T-Bird time?
What I've learned was it's okay to open up with people. Like, don't be ashamed and don't be scared to open up and say something, because we stick around with these people until our senior year, until we go out to the real life, and that creates a little bond between me and that class. Like it'll stay forever.
Nikki, do you feel like you are learning the same thing in T-Bird time, or are there other things that you feel like are more a different experience for you?
In my T-Bird time, I'm learning to check up on others and helping my peers, my classmates, and being honest with them and not lying to them, just telling them the truth about how I feel. It helped me open up a lot more than how I was in the past.
So you guys both feel like it's definitely helped you open up. How did it help you open up?
It felt comfortable in the classroom. You're comfortable enough to open up and tell how you feel, how's your day going, what you've been doing, what new hobby you picked up, something like that.
Okay, thank you guys so much for your time. So last question, you guys have talked a lot about how your T-Bird time and your school helps you get along with people. You're with the same people for a long time. And I know that that's something that is really unique about your community as a whole and your school. So I want to know, what do you guys think about how being with the same people for a long time, being in a tight-knit community, how does that affect you guys?
It's very rare. You don't really get this in the cities, since we're like in like a small little village town.
Yeah, a little village.
Yeah. So you see these guys every day. You see these people, like you could just literally walk and then see them. But in the city, it's like huge. You basically got to find them. They're your friend for like your whole entire life until you move on to like another place where you want to go to reach out your dreams.
Nikki, did you have anything to add about how does being in such a tight-knit community affect you?
It creates some strong bonds that can't really be broken. And yeah, you just have strong bonds with the people that you see every day. You can't escape them.
Well, that's probably for the best, right?
Yeah.
Well, I won't keep you guys any longer. I know it's the end of your school day. Thank you so much for doing this. It was great talking to you guys. You guys had some great answers. And yeah, it just made me really excited about everything you had to say.
That's all for this episode with Nikki and Horacio talking about Nishiwa core values and how these values help guide their action at school, at home, and in their community. Join us again in 2 weeks to hear from Allie, a counselor at Twin Buttes, Azuni Independent School District Cyber Academy, and David Den Hartog, Green Schools National Network. We'll enjoy sharing our conversation with them about social-emotional learning, place-based curriculum, and the effectiveness of their homeroom period called Panther Time. Thanks again for listening to All Teens Considered. See you in a few weeks!